Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hello, you've tuned in to the Taxinista. Today's hot topic, the cost of clutter.
Hi, everybody. Welcome here. The Taxinista, Angela Sticka-Snyder with the eWomen Network, here with Andrea Brundage from Simple Organized Solutions. And we are here today to talk about the cost of clutter and what it could be costing you by having things not organized, whether it be in items that you buy again and again, whether it be tax deductions that you are losing out on, real hard, cold money here we're talking about, guys. So please welcome Andrea Brundage here with Simple Organized Solutions. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, thanks for having me, Angela.
Oh, it's so glad to have you here. So I am sure you see a lot of unorganized people and a lot of crazy situations. We are so excited to hear some of these crazy stories. Keep the names quiet of who they are.
Of course.
Wink, wink, right? No, I'm just kidding. But I'm sure we are really excited to hear some of the stories that you've got. So what are the 3 benefits of being more organized?
Well, there are a lot more than 3, of course, but we're going to just talk about the main ones. And the first one is it saves you time.
Yeah, time.
The second is it saves you money,
yep,
which we're going to talk a lot about today. But I think probably the most important thing is it increases your peace of mind and your quality of life.
You know what? Peace of mind is so important. People don't realize, you know, how important that is. And I think that a lot of people don't realize what those piles do to their psyche, which I'm sure we're going to get into quite a bit, I'm sure. But you know what? Let's start with money because, well, no, let's start with time because, you know what? Let's start with time because we've only got so much time here and there is only so much, you know, time. So let's talk about time. How much time does it typically take away from people's lives?
Well, it depends on the size of the pile and depends on the ability to focus and stay on task. So I work with actually a lot of people who claim to have problems staying on task. And so what I've come up with through my years of organizing people is something that I call delayed decision disorder.
Yeah.
And what that is just means we're delaying doing what we need to do, whether it's through lack of focus or just not sticking with it. It's delayed decision disorder.
Now, let me ask you, because I'm a tax person here, tax and money. So is delayed decision order, is that actually a real term, or is that something that you've come up with?
It's my very own.
All right.
And I have remedies.
All right. Okay. So delayed decision disorder. I actually like that because you put off, you put off doing something that you think you'll have more time tomorrow, and you don't.
No.
You don't at all. And we've got a list of stuff we're going to talk about, but I want to make sure, jot this down, I want to make sure we talk about email disorder too, you know, because that, for business owners that are on the line listening, I know we could use some tips from you on how to deal with that overwhelming inbox.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me more about the time, you know, and what your suggestions are for the delayed decision disorder. I like that, the triple D.
Well, you know, like with all afflictions, we have to first acknowledge.
Yeah.
And if we're sitting in piles and piles of unfinished business and we have piles of unfinished projects and closets and we have a garage that no longer holds our cars, which, by the way, is our second largest investment for most people, we're just delaying what we need to do with all of this stuff that we've accumulated. And so rather than let it consume us and create cocoons for us, which mm-hmm. then can turn into boundaries, so we don't even want somebody knocking at our door, God forbid.
Oh, gosh.
There's a whole lot of emotions that go with someone knocking on the door of someone who's extremely disorganized. They get very anxious and embarrassed and often won't answer the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so time-wise, with being disorganized, I would assume it takes quite a bit more time to pick up something and move it and move your piles, as, of course, we're getting ready for this radio station, the show, right? And what do? Is I pick up a big pile and we put it on the floor, so we're going to have to pick it back up and get it organized, right? So is, you know, the time it takes to move and shovel clutter back and forth is enormous, that there's got to be ways that we could, you know, just, you know, set aside a couple of minutes a day. What do you typically tell people regarding time, what they should be doing, what they could do, a couple of tidbits that what they could be doing to get back some of that time?
Well, the first place we start is not actually with time, it's with systems.
Okay.
And we have to create a system that works with the way you think, not
yeah.
the way I think. So mm-hmm. if you walk into your back door and you've got a table there and you plop your mail down,
yeah.
we've got to create a system that
yeah.
can handle that. And so we actually walk through your property and we figure out, first of all, how do you think? Where do you go to look for a file? And then we create buckets or bins or just a process so that you've got a temporary holding place.
Yeah.
Because that's so often what happens. We just plop it down, we say we're not going to deal with it right now, and it sits on the table, and over a period of time accumulates, and now we don't even want to deal with it.
Right. And you know what? You said systems. Taxonista loves systems, because everything, like with our Piles to Files event, which we might share with you a little bit more at the very end, but, you know, with systems, things can get easier, can get more organized. And it just takes a lot of the stress off. So like when you mentioned, you know, you do a system that works for each person's personality style. With that system, you have new habits. So instead of dumping it, you know, wherever you come in, it just creates this huge pile of children's work papers, mail, you know, stuff that you've just got. If you have a system, then that is what helps get you the time.
Absolutely. It will get back the time, and it also puts you in a feeling of control.
Yeah.
Which immediately tells us that we're in control of our time, even if we still have tasks and projects that we have to complete. That's just part of being an adult.
Right.
And a child, hopefully.
Right.
Because you need to pass these things on to our kids. They need help with organization because they have too much stuff. I see it every day.
Yeah. And you know what? Some of the things that can happen that Taxonista sees when it's disorganized and they don't have a system is we'll see clients that will have missed payments. They don't realize that they didn't pay that bill because they didn't have a system of, you know, putting their invoices or putting their bills in a certain spot. So now they've got missed payments, they've got late fees, and they've got all these other issues now to deal with. I mean, sure, you can pay it, but wouldn't it be a lot nicer if you were more organized and you had a system in place, you know, to make sure that nothing was falling through the cracks?
Absolutely. That is critical because, you know, we're always trying to save the next dollar. Well, let's start by paying our bills on time. Let's
yeah.
get that penalties back and get those late fees back.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've got a question here. I think that, you know, there's got to be how much the average U.S. executive loses time for lost paperwork and lost being disorganized. You know, I bet that number is high, and I bet there's been some studies on it, and I think you know the answer to that. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and come back and tell you, because you're going to be shocked at how much money is lost each year and how much money is lost each year from lack of productivity for disorganization. So just stay there. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
All right, everybody, we are we're back here because you know what? It does matter about the money, doesn't it? So the Taxonista Show is back for the cost of clutter. Welcome back, Andrea Brundage. The cost of clutter, how much is it costing us? So, Andrea, tell us, what did the Wall Street Journal say?
Well, let me just preface this by, this is an article from 2002.
Oh, yeah.
Very old data. Still shocking. And I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say it's probably a lot worse now because of how quickly things come to us. So the average U.S. executive loses 6 weeks of productivity.
6 weeks. Oh, my gosh.
Looking for lost documents. Is that okay?
No, that's not okay. No. I do not think that is
okay. No!
No! Oh, my gosh. No, that is not okay, especially for all of us business owners on the line. Think of that with your staff, how much time is lost because of lack of systems and lack of organization. That's crazy. Those are crazy numbers.
It is crazy, and I think it's much higher. So let's just say, for example, your employee's making $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
If you calculate that out, we're looking at almost $12,000 a year in lost productivity.
Yeah.
My goodness, how many sales could you make in those hours that are lost?
Yeah,
a lot. 6 weeks? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, even if you cut that number in half, you're still at $6,000.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's huge. It's crazy.
And not to mention the frustration and the embarrassment of having clients in the waiting room and you can't find your folder.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Over here at Taxonista, although you can look at my desk, we just had an event here getting ready for the show, but we have got some systems in place here where you should be able to walk up to someone's desk and know exactly where something is based upon the labeled file folders or the labeled little bins that are there. So that should something happen, like what people say a lot, you know, if you get hit by a bus, somebody's got to be able to come over and walk into your place. So as a small business owner, you've got to get those systems in place, whether it be for your bookkeeping, your files, your receipts, everything in place, because there's definitely lost dollars there.
Absolutely.
You know what? Since we've got a lot of business owners, probably a lot here on the line too, I know how I'd like to set up our files here. How do you work with them to set up their filing system? You know, I am a color-coordinated person, so I like, you know, this color means this color means that. Like red for us is the IRS. The IRS is red. Yes, I know. We deal with them a lot. So we've got a lot of red here. But you know what? And green is money because it's a lead. So we've got our new leads are in green. So what kind of ways do you work with them, you know, especially for people that really have never had a system before? How do you work with them?
So I don't get crazy with the color, although I do recommend having a calendaring system that's color coordinated. Again, green being money, you know, those kinds of things. If they want to go to that extreme, I will absolutely help them and come up with some ideas. Green is always going to be money.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, purple is follow-up. For some, pink is fun. We're talking about women here, and they like to have fun. So we just work with in how the client's brain thinks. So I don't bring my system, plop it in their house and say, here you go. But what we do is set up the major files.
Yeah.
And you and I have done some work together and very similar where, you know, let's make filing your taxes an easier process.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. How does being more organized actually save people money? I know we both have you know, research on this. So go ahead, tell me what you think as far as how can it save them money.
Well, one of the things I saw this morning as I was preparing was 23% of adults say they pay bills late.
23%? 23%. I would actually probably agree with you on that. From what I see here with clients, I would agree with you. Yeah.
So we are throwing money out the window, aren't we?
Yeah, that is
So really, what's your time worth? Get everything set up on iPay.
Yeah.
And take it off your plate. Hire
somebody down the drain.
It is, yes. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Even hire somebody, because how much money you're losing, you could probably afford to have somebody come in and get it organized or simply do it for you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we tend not to want to think about this, and we say, oh, gosh, we can't afford. Well, you can afford, because you can't afford not to.
Right, you can't afford not to.
But other ways, you know, obviously late fees, penalties, you can go all into the IRS. They are not lenient.
Oh, no.
But, you know, reducing the redundant purchases.
Yeah.
You know, I work with a lot of ladies whose closets are overflowing, and I pull everything out, and we look, and when we have 50 or 60 black camisole tank tops, we got a little bit of redundancy going on. And the next time we go shopping, we should have a visual that says, oh, gosh, half my closet is black camisole. I don't need another.
That is so funny. You know what? I'm going to personally laugh at this, because I got, you know, really busy a little bit during the summer, and I just washed my clothes, hung them up, and stuck them in the closet, okay? And it drove me insane, because I organize my clothes based upon color, based upon season and then color. So I've got all my different colored shirts. And when you said black camisoles, I have to laugh, because I probably have 10 black pullover shirts. I don't think I wear them ever to work, though. I don't know why. But I've got like 10 of them. And it's like when I think I'm missing something, or it doesn't fit anymore, it's not in the closet, what do? I run back out and buy something, which is costing me money, you know, because we're not organized and we don't see it sitting in there. In fact, I just bought something the other day. Oh, you know what? Gift cards. That's another thing. Talk to me about gift cards. You said something earlier about gift cards when we were chatting. And just last night, I pulled something out, and there was a Starbucks gift card. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had this. You know, because people, what kind of strange things do you see when you're helping people get organized?
Oh, gosh, a lot of gift cards, a lot of uncashed gift cards. But my favorite is when we run across uncashed checks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because people all go, oh, gosh, you know, this is going to cost a lot of money for me to get organized, and they're really fretting about it. And then we'll run across a check that will pay my fees and then some.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not uncommon. It's really not uncommon. We did an entire garage, and every time we would run across something of value, money, a gift card, a rebate check, we had this big brass bell. Would you ring it? And I kid you not, by the end of the day, we had over $700.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-hmm. I thought I was the most organized. I thought I was the most organized person. And I was moving money around. I was moving across state. This was years back. Moving around, and I forgot I had some money in an investment account because I had spread it around. And I get this little letter in the mail. This was not too long ago now, but where the letter came. And it reminded me that I had these funds over here. Did I know about it? It was thousands. And how I missed that, I honestly don't know. I mean, I obviously didn't have that part, you know, organized enough for checks and balances. Now I keep it in one spot. But, oh, my goodness, at the time I was mortified.
Well, and there's another way to find some lost money, too.
Yeah, tell me.
So it goes into that fund, right?
Yeah.
There's a fund with each state.
Yeah.
It's unclaimed property.
Mm-hmm.
So you have money put out for deposits on utilities that you forget about.
Yeah.
You have little small savings accounts that you forget about. And people are always finding money on those
new
checks.
You know what? I'm going to try when we go to break next, I'm going to try and look up some of those sites to tell you guys where to go to find it, because, you know, that's just amazing that there's lost money out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that's, of course, near and dear to my heart is receipts and how people don't keep them organized, because for taxes, no receipt, no deduction. And so you go into people's houses, I'm sure, and you just see piles of stuff, especially with the business owners, or you go to their office and you see piles of receipts or statements or stuff they may just pitch, you know. You know, what do you see? What kind of tips can you give business owners?
Well, I'd like to say I have this really great fun way to make it fun, but it's not fun. But there are some things you can do. If you can't allocate time each day or each week, at least once a month, go in and get those things categorized. You can scan them. You can take photos of them.
Yes, photos.
Because as Angela shared with me a few months ago, if you can't read that receipt, you will not get the deduction should you get audited.
Right.
Okay, that's a scary time.
It is.
Because
it's so scary.
Get the they degrade
yeah.
to the point you can't read them. So, you know, scanning is ideal. Yeah. Scanning is ideal because you can do the electronic version, but you have to really allocate the time, especially if you have a lot of receipts. Again, hire somebody and mm-hmm. do that for you. It's
yeah.
so worth it.
Yeah. We're actually partnering with somebody coming up, which I will share once the partnership is done, but we're partnering with somebody that that's what their whole primary focus is to make keep you more organized with your receipts, and it's an awesome feature. So just make sure you always save it, no receipt, no deduction. You know what, while we're talking on this, yeah, no receipt, no deduction, while we're talking on this, I've got a couple of questions and comments on how people typically organize their stuff. We always like people to organize based upon category, okay? Unless you're a really large business, we like to see them organized by category. Do you typically see how people organize maybe by month or things like that? Or they're probably not even organizing at all until they see you. You know, that's probably the case.
I see a lot of file folders marked January through December that are, dare I say, empty.
yeah, I'm sure empty. Yeah.
But that is not how you want to see it. You want to see it by the expense. So
right.
you need to have the auto expense folder, and you need to have your insurance folder and all those business deduction folders set up. And so I think what you offer to your clients is a huge service.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful filing system that takes all the guesswork out.
Right. Well, yeah,
right.
I think she's referring to, because we have some file folders we already set up for people and on all the different categories. So that's definitely something, if you're ever interested and want to do it yourself, you can certainly do that. Let us know. Reach out to our office that's here at the Taxonista, and we can get that for you. But, yeah, the main reason why it's got to be by category is because if you're audited, they're not going to say, I want to see what your expenses were in January.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to say, I want to see what your computer expenses were or what your networking expenses were. And so that way, if it's already by category, you're good to go. You
mm-hmm.
just have to, if you've scanned them, then you just have to print it and share it with the auditor. And, you know, it's not that you don't have to have the original receipt, but you have to have a scanned copy or a photocopy or an image of it. So that's what's most important there.
Yeah, the IRS is interested in what you do per year, not per month.
Right,
so,
right. You know, as growing your business, by all means, we care about by month. So it's really a twofold way.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you've got a good bookkeeping system to keep track of it by month so you know your profitability. But more importantly, the organizing part of, you know, getting rid of the clutter here, which is what we're talking about today.
Can you just touch a little bit about what should be written on those receipts?
Oh, yes.
I see a lot of receipts that have no writing on them.
Oh, yes. No, most people don't. But, yeah, you've got to have you should be able to have the date, the purpose, the person you were with, you know, what the business function was. So if you go out to and you catch lunch with somebody, you need to write down the date, the person you were with, and was it a client meeting, was it a new prospect or things like that. You're supposed to have all that down there. A lot of people don't do that. So then I ask clients, okay, what about, which I think you like a lot, Andrea, is the their calendar. You know, how good is their calendar? How organized is it? Because you could be able to print my calendar out and match it up to my receipts very easily. You know, you can do that. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's critical, whether it's an electronic version or a paper version, or truthfully, I use both because I don't want to lose one and not have the other. And,
yeah.
you know, putting calendar entries on my telephone is a little challenge because first I have to grab my glasses and then I have to, you know, it just makes me a little nervous. So I love having a paper calendar. Then I can pull that image up in my head as well, which I don't get with the electronic. But I back that up with the electronic version. And like you said, you know, being able to document where you were, who you met with, what the address was, you can do Google Maps on that.
Yeah.
And now you've got your mileage. So
yep.
It's a beautiful way to complement taking care of your business receipts.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. Well, what is the number one reason that people are so disorganized? And you know what? I want to wait on this just for a second. We're going to take a quick little service break here. But I want to know what the number one reason is people are so disorganized and what you can share with them as to get a little bit more organized. Stay tuned, guys, just for one second, and we'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
tax laws and regulations change frequently, and their application can vary widely based on the specific facts and circumstances involved. You are responsible for consulting with your own professional tax advisors concerning specific tax circumstances for your situation. TaxNista disclaims any responsibility for the accuracy or adequacy of any action you take from the discussions here. All advice given here, including tax advice, must always be tailored to your particular circumstances, and nothing on the show should be viewed as a substitute for the advice of a competent professional. If you have questions regarding accounting issues specifically related to your industry or business circumstances, you should consult with your own professional tax advisor, accountant, attorney, industry expert, or professional association.
All right, welcome back here to the TaxNista. And having some fun here talking with Andrea Brundage, all about the money. It sure is, and how we can keep more in your pocket. But the one thing we really need to find out is, what is the number one reason that people are so disorganized and they find have so much trouble getting past this block, you know? What do you think, Andrea?
Well, an overall answer is delayed decision making.
Yes.
But the number one problem, the symptom that I see, because as I'm diagnosing this decision disorder,
yes,
the number one problem is paper. We manufacture a lot of paper. Remember when computers were going to just wipe out all the paper manufacturers and there was this big upheaval? Well, no.
Yeah.
Computers actually help us generate it a lot faster. So paper is absolutely the number one problem that I see. With that, with business owners, you've got the receipts, you've got people who don't know what to do with things, and so rather than making a decision that they feel might be wrong or they can't find it, they just don't make a decision, which is when we get that cocooning effect, and I call that monkeys, as you do.
I do. You know we all call monkeys. You know? Because what we say and what you do, too, we have a common thing here, is that we take the monkey off your back. And here at TaxNista, we take the monkey off your back. And also with what you do, you've got to help them get their piles organized, and that you take the monkey off their back.
Absolutely. And what I say is, if you walk into a room and you can feel that room and it's chattering at you, I call those the monkeys. But what's making that noise? That's the unfinished business, that's projects that may be behind a closed door, but your subconscious knows they're there.
Oh, yeah.
And you can feel that. You can feel that tension and that monkey chattering at you. So my hope is for you to get organized. Let's put the monkeys in their cages, and you pull them out and play when you want.
I like that. Monkeys in their cages. I love that. You know, just to keep things a little bit more organized. I do a great job of labeling buckets and bins and stuff at the house, you know, to keep things organized. Actually, as I look out my window here into the main area of our office, I see how we organize our stuff. We keep it track of it by client and its own little buckets of what's there. And ours is all color coordinated. I really like colors because they resonate with us.
Yes.
But, you
and
know.
It can be fun. It doesn't have to be.
Oh, right.
Yeah, make it fun.
Yeah. But I think some people, you know, what about the thought that somebody who's unorganized, an organized person is always unorganized, or somebody that just, their brain doesn't think that way, and they really have a hard time wrapping their brain around how to get it organized?
Well, I'm a firm believer that organization is a teachable skill.
Okay.
I think that a lot of us didn't have to learn because maybe we had parents that made sure that everything was in its place, and so we never really had to learn the skills.
Yeah.
I've actually had several clients say that to me, and it was surprising to me because I'm organized.
Yeah.
But they said, I just don't know how.
Yeah.
I just don't know how. And so my goal as a professional organizer is to come up with systems that resonate with them and their way of thinking, so that they're not learning necessarily a foreign language called organization, but they can actually implement, and we reinforce long enough in our sessions that they know what to do when I leave, and that is very comforting.
Yeah, let me ask you, do you make your bed every morning?
Absolutely.
I bet. You know what, sometimes if I'm really, really late, probably only happens during tax season, I don't make my bed, right? When I come home, there is no way I can crawl into that bed until I've at least made it. And then I pull it back down again. I'm sure there's a disorder for that. I'm sure there is. But I just love to make my bed and then pull it back down. It's just there's something about it. It's the order. It's the
you know, the order, or, you know, it's got to be order.
Totally setting the momentum for your day. So I recommend this to people who go, oh, you know, they roll their eyes and I can hear them grunting at my workshops when I'm talking about it. But here's the thing. Your feet have barely touched the floor and you've already started and completed a project.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't like to do it, but you do it anyway. It takes you 5 minutes.
At max. Get a comforter rather than a bedspread and just throw the sucker up there, right?
And forget about the 50 throw pillows. I'm saying no. Don't throw those. No. They're beautiful, but who wants to do that?
Who wants to
do it?
Now, here's some tidbits. I asked you to write down at the very beginning about email, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a paper calendar gal,
mm-hmm.
and I'm full-on electronic. Because if something ever happens to my calendar, I would just, like, you know, go into cardiac arrest. So that's why I really like my electronic calendar
mm-hmm.
and having reminders. So when we were talking about missed payments and bills that, you know, aren't getting made, you know, or aren't getting, you know, getting paid because they're not organized, they don't have a system down. What I do, and I did this after, I don't know why it didn't come, but after a bill didn't come, it was either a property tax bill or it was my auto tax, I put into my calendar these bills that come, you know, every 6 months or once a year to remind me, hey, your property tax bill is due or you've got to renew your auto tax, okay, because I didn't have a system down. So I thought, oh, you know, I live by my calendar, so that has got to be the best way to do it. And so, you know, that's what I do with some of my reminders. Do you have any other suggestions in that area? And then let's talk about email as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And you can set those up as recurring entries on your calendar.
Yeah.
So it'll just go, you set the beginning date, the end date, when you want it to remind you, and so you don't lose any sleep over not knowing that you didn't pay your tax or whatever. So that works great. If you use a paper calendar, write it in your paper calendar.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, the dates really don't change. What do our estimates do? Pretty much
same time.
Same time every
year. Yeah. You know what? As an organizing tip here, also, you know what I do, okay? Because I like to be pretty darn organized, all right? This is going to probably show the nerdy side of me, but that's okay. You know, I've got a lot of fun, outgoing stuff. I will go and buy almost the entire year's worth of birthday cards at the beginning of the year. And then I get them in order. So that way, you know, I've got a huge stack when I'm leaving, and I, like, you know, shudder when the bill gets rung up. But I have all my cards done. And then I get them in order by the people's birth dates, because I like a handwritten card. I get them in order by people's birth dates, and then they're organized by month. And so that's just something I do, you know, for family, you know, family and really close friends' birthdays. But I keep it organized like that.
Yeah, and you can do, you can use an accordion file for that too.
Oh, you know what? I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. You can totally do that.
I don't do that. I just shove it in this bucket, and it's called the card bucket. You know,
yeah.
We have a card bucket in our little household office area.
Yeah, and so you've got a solution though.
Yeah.
So it may not be the one I would recommend, but it works for you. So it's fine. It's perfect.
Okay. Awesome. Now, email, that's another really daunting task
mm-hmm.
for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm sometimes afraid to hand somebody my business card because I know for sure they're going to put me on their list, you know, and now I'm going to get all these emails. So I immediately usually move it to another email, which I like to gather them so that I can read. But what about people that get, you know, tons of newsletters? And it's not that they don't want the newsletters. They do. But maybe they can't handle the 100 that come in a month.
Well, maybe they don't, too.
Maybe they don't.
But again, we're talking delayed decision disorder. If we're going to provide our email address to websites or give our business cards to people, we're probably going to end up on a list.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's politically appropriate doesn't matter. You're going to end up there.
Yeah.
So you're either going to make a choice. You're going to let your inbox fill up with tens of thousands of emails.
Yeah.
Or, and maybe end up closing out your account because you're so overwhelmed, which I've seen 15 times, right?
Yeah.
I just can't deal with it. I'm going to set up a new account.
Yeah.
Or you're going to, every time you get an email, you're going to go in and delete it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say, don't do that. Go to that, open up the email that you got, and unsubscribe. You will not have to delete it ever again unless you re-sign up.
Yeah. You know what I did was, I need to get my business cards printed up like this, but I try and filter all of the newsletters. I don't have them all there yet, but try and filter all the newsletters over to a different email address. so that when I'm at my leisure and I'm not waiting for client emails to come in, you know, because those are the most important to me, obviously, I then can go on over and it's pleasurable because I'm looking at all the newsletters that I got that I'm on, but I'm there because I want to be there, you know. Now, organizing inboxes. I don't know if you have a way for doing this, but what we'll do is we've got, you know, either buckets by client or buckets by to-do, to read, to respond, you know, all these different tags that we do so that it sort of helps to, you know, rather than just looking at 200, you know, we set rules up sometimes so that it'll the emails come in and we know what to do with them. So we can handle all of the responds or all of clients. You know, things like that. Do you have any suggestions on what you do or what you've seen other people do?
Yeah, actually I do. It's the same thing you just said, setting up rules.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do. I do it in Gmail, but I've done it in Outlook, and I'm sure they all have some kind of functionality of that. What that does, it allows you to not even have to touch it, touch that email until you're ready to deal with it. So it will automatically pull it into a folder for you to look at later.
Yeah.
If you have, like you said, clients, or if there's someone that you're, you know, eagerly awaiting what they're going to say, and you know, you have this dialogue, you can have them, you can set a filter that moves them up higher.
Yeah.
So they're the first priority.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things you need to go in and look at the functionality of your email processor and set these things up. But truthfully, the biggest problem is the junk, what's considered junk.
What's considered junk.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. Everybody's got a newsletter, but, you know.
Yeah, delete. Well, the newsletters are great. I have an awesome one.
Yes, I know you do. I know. But, you know, just gotta, you know, the cost of clutter and got to keep it a little bit more organized. Now,
totally.
I have got some great ideas on what to do with the email for your receipts and things that come through. We've got some great ideas, so just stay tuned. And I've got some ways that is going to save you some time and get you going. So come right back. We will be here.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to The Cost of Clutter with the Taxonista and Andrea Brundage here. Okay, what you can do, we touched on it lightly, is make sure you take a picture of your receipt right there as they hand it to you, okay, and text it to yourself or send it to yourself in an email. Then, also, with your invoices, you order something online, they send you an invoice. Set up a little folder in your email and call it Tax Docs, all right? Put everything in there. It's so simple that you don't even have to print it and stuff it into a file at all. Just move it over there. Then come tax time, you've got it all in one electronic folder. So it's saved for the IRS. It's saved for your accountant. It is. That's a no-brainer, okay? That will save you so much time. We have a feature coming out soon, which you'll be hearing about it, I'm sure, but it's going to be a feature where you can take a picture of it and send it directly to us. If we are your tax accountant, you just send it to us and we take care of it from there, so you don't even ever have to touch it. That is a good tip to hold on to. All right, Andrea, what kind of ideas do you have now for us? Because is what being unorganized is costing us? I bet you that it has to do with health and our well-being. And that monkey on our back, which is causing us probably more stress than we have any idea.
It absolutely does. You know, just being in a constant overload of stress is hard on our body.
Mm-hmm.
You get the cortisol released, and that leads to a lot of inflammation. And I, you know, as a society, we're this quick fix. We're in this quick fix thing, and
yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So we want this magic pill to take that's going to make us feel better, and then we go home and sit in our cluttered environment, and our bills are still not being paid, and we don't feel good. Why is that? Because we don't have enough room in our life to get better.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when you upload software to your computer, you know how you have to have enough room on your disk to hold it?
Yeah.
We don't have enough room in our life.
Yeah.
All the good stuff that's trying to get to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, we know about healthcare. We know about antidepressants. We know about ADHD. I mean, it is rampant in our society. And I believe that, yes, some of us are predisposed to some of those things. But I also believe that if we can live and operate in a calmer environment, these things can get taken care of a lot faster.
Yeah, they certainly can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pulled up a list here of some things of what being disorganized is costing you. And, you know, from lost productivity, which you had some statistics on that, time, which we've elaborated a lot, wasted food, wasted items, because you didn't realize you had it, so you went out and bought a new one. Who's done that? Everybody raise your hand. I have. Also, you know, reduced the useful life of items, like your car. You know, if you're not getting your oil change, you're not doing those things when you're supposed to do in an organized fashion, that's costing you money. But also, mainly, you know, really tax deductions, because that's big money. If you throw the receipt away, you don't keep track of it, and then when you go to, you know what will happen with some of our clients? This has nothing to do with being unorganized, but this has a correlation. So, for instance, where our clients, where we're doing their accounting work, we do everything and organize it all for them and do all their deductions, but they opened up a different account at a different bank, and we didn't know about it. And they're running $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 worth of expenses through there. And we're like, no, you're really, really profitable this year. And they're like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to tell us that there's an account out there that we're not aware of. So, you know, keep those little things in mind, too, that, you know, a lost receipt, a new bank account, you know, people might, you know, how you get those $100 for opening up a new account. Keep those kind of things in mind, too. Like I told you, I lost that money, you know, from when I was, moving around from state to state, and I lost that money. Have a file, maybe, even just in Excel or Word, and list out all of your important life items. So that you've got a master source of where all of your items are, whether it be when your life insurance renews, whether it be when your property taxes are due or your investment account, sort of like your own central hub of your household and of your business, because things can, you know, as you grow, things can get lost and misplaced when they're not necessarily meaning to,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, and I think on the personal side, the Excel spreadsheet you just talked about, list out all your bank accounts, list out all your credit cards, take pictures of them if you wish, list out your passport, list out all of those things. Not only is it good for you, what a gift for your family should anything happen to you. They do not have to scrape around and go through mounds and mounds of paper to try to find out how they can now be of service and take care of your estate as you want it to be cared for.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, just because the last thing you want is your family going through piles of stuff and trying to figure it out. Absolutely. Now, for the small business owners on the line right now, I think what I'm going to do is list. So get a chance. Grab a pen and paper, because I'm going to go through a lot of different categories of what you're going to want to save and the files you're going to want to create. Okay? So most all business owners, no matter what business you have, you're going to have advertising, marketing, networking. You're going to have promotion items like that. So you'd want to have that kind of category. Then you're going to want to have office items, whether it be supplies, paper, dues for website design, you know, dues for having your hosting, dues for, like a networking event. You could either put that in marketing or in dues. Your car, whether it be mileage or your actual expenses. You might want to speak to your own tax advisor as to which one would be best for you. But until you know what the best way is, when in doubt, save it. And I know that, you know, Andrea doesn't like hearing that in front of me. She's sitting in front of me because it's more paper to save. But when in doubt for IRS purposes, you do want to save everything. Meals, entertainment, that is a special item that you want to have in its own category. Don't want that commingled with anything else. Want to have your meals and entertainment. Any continuing professional education. So you've hired a business coach or you've gone to a local class at your community college. That's definitely something you want to save as well. Goodness, I'm out of blank now. Insurance. Whether it be, and this you want to keep track of separately as well, because life insurance and health insurance are treated differently for tax purposes. So you can have your business, your general liability, you know, all of your other insurances, you know, auto, all of that. But keep your life insurance and your health insurance separate. Any other business books or publications or things like that. That you expend money on, because I get people that'll call me up and they'll say, you know, I need to get this new table for storing some stuff. Is that deductible? Well, yes, it is. If it is an expense for your business that is ordinary and necessary, then generally speaking, it's a tax deduction. Assets. So, for instance, you get a new computer, a new printer, a new, you know, lamp or desk or chair. Definitely want to save those receipts as well. And like what Andrea had mentioned earlier regarding what is that Pendeflex file? The Pendeflex. You know those things.
Accordion.
You can use those and label that. So, and it doesn't even have to be organized. If you label it, then you can just shove those receipts on in there. They can be in there as a mess if you want, just as long as they're in there, right? You know, and hopefully, you know, you don't have any checks that haven't been cashed like she has found before. But that's just a good tidbit of just how you can, you know, what categories you're going to want to save and get set aside. Any other really interesting things? You don't have to mention names.
No names. So I'm going to share something that may hit home with a couple of our listeners.
Yeah, tell me.
Being so unorganized, we don't get our billings out. Why are we in business, people?
You know what? That is so true. That's happened to me. Okay, that's happened to everybody, I'm sure. You know, that is money. That's hard, cold money. Now that is a zinger. If you don't get those invoices out to your clients, that's money that, you know what? And then you have to go back to them. Oh gosh, I know. You know what? You got to do it. What happens once, and then you come up with a system, and hopefully it doesn't happen again.
It needs to be a system for sure, because you don't want your customers calling you and saying, "Hey, I haven't seen that invoice from 3 months ago."
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Yep, that can definitely happen.
Serious credibility issues.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you, Andrea, for being here with us. I'm going to go ahead and let her speak and tell you where and how you can reach her. But I just want to thank you so much for spending some time with me here today, helping people understand how they can get a little bit more organized and stuff. So, yeah, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
Here with us. Yeah, go ahead and tell us how
okay.
they can reach us.
So my business name is Simple Organized Solutions, or it's a lot easier to remember if you just think SOS, because I'm here to help. My website address is professionalorganizeraz.com. That's AZ as in Arizona. And my number is 480-382-1085. And just remember, we turn chaos into calm.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the Taxonista radio station, where we hope to make your life easier, save you some money, and by all means, save you some taxes in the long run. So always remember, it is about the money, even though sometimes it isn't. And what the song always says, that it's not, but it is. Money is really important to keep track of. So thank you all again for listening, and we hope that you will tune in again. Thanks a lot.